Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
On a Monday, 7 o'clock hour, 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Dusty, Mac with you all here on this Monday morning. Short week, fellas.
That's right.
We're only here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, no work. And then back at it on the following Monday. Are the Chiefs playing yet? I'm kidding. Royals off today. Tomorrow it is, Texas?
Out to the Rangers.
Rangers.
Padres.
Dodgers.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Well,
it'll be a fun one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
Yeah, I'll be locked in for sure. I won't go anywhere because, unlike Randy Quaid in Major League.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah.
That'll be you. Yeah.
I'm not going to be there physically, but I will be there, watching every night. But rough weekend for the boys in blue. Swept by the A's, swept by the Yankees, 0-6 on the homestand. Offense is completely dissipated.
It's tough.
Worse than that storm in February, man. This thing is dissipated in a big way, and they've lost 22 of 32 as well. I mean, when you really, factor it all out, they've lost 22 of their last 32 games. And so, you mentioned the boos at the K, and they were raining down yesterday, and rightfully so. Fans are not happy, and I think fans are not happy because we were told, and I'm part of the problem. I'll admit, I'm part of the problem. When I came back from spring training, everybody down there was saying, we're a playoff team. That was their expectation, right? They expect to be a playoff team. Hey, look, they told us that as well, right? It wasn't just me relaying the message. They were saying it as well. And so when fans hear, we're going to be a playoff team, well, that's our expectation. Our expectation going into the season was this was going to be a playoff team, right? Raise your hand if you had that expectation. All of us, right? Undefeated, 3-0 right here, right? And I think most fans kind of felt that way. Coming off what they did last year, let's build on this thing, mm-hmm. right? And see where ultimately we can go. And it's not going in the right direction right now. They're not hitting. It doesn't look like there's an end in sight, if you will, for this this organization when it comes to hitting. And I think what we need to find is a way to get the bats moving again. And I don't know what that is. I don't know. Team meetings don't work. Firing hitting coaches may or may not work. Whatever they decide to do to try to move this thing forward, you just can't stay pat because that's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. But the booing is good because how many years have Royals fans truly had expectations for this ball club in our lifetimes, right? Was it you that was talking to me the other day, or maybe it was Alex as we were headed to the BMA event on Saturday when we were in the Uber? He said to me, he goes, this is only like the second time in our lifetime where we've had expectations for the Royals. And I'm like, well, for me, technically probably the third time because, I date back to like the 70s and 80s because I'm old enough. But for most fans, this is only the second time in our lifetimes that we've had true expectations for this team. And so fans feel let down, and rightfully so. They are being let down. They thought this was going to be a playoff team, and it's been anything but, from an offensive standpoint, a playoff team so far in 2025. Still got some time to go, some moves to be made. But I think right now, when I heard those boos yesterday at Kauffman Stadium, I'm like, good. Number one, they deserve them. And number two, fans' expectations are higher now. This isn't a 100-loss Royals ball club. Fans expect more.
I think it's tough because, like Alex said, I think we had expectations in 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Last year, I think there were expectations once you got the season started, but not preseason.
Right, not
preseason.
And then, of course,
this year, I'd say at least four times you have expectations.
But I think he's talking more eras,
In our life, in my lifetime. And I think the worst part is when the entire town knows who the hitting coach's name is.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows the name Alex Zumwalt.
Yeah, you don't want to be known if you're the hitting coach.
Everybody knows that. And look, I'm not going to say it's the same situation, but I remember at one point, and maybe I'm wrong here, and if I am, feel free. But at one point, there was no issue with Bob Sutton. And then it was like a couple years got into it, and all of a sudden it's like, this defense terrible.
Well, because everybody got old and then, nobody adapted.
And then we found out, once they got rid of Bob Sutton, people started to talk, right? And they would say, well, he didn't do any halftime adjustments. He just expects us to go out there and do our job. There was this sort of lackadaisical. Now, to be fair, you might have gotten the greatest defensive coordinator of all time as his replacement. Plus, you brought in Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, you brought in players.
Followed by Justin Reed, and you got other guys. But there was still that message that got out once that person was out. And I'm not saying that I know anything that goes on with the tactics or the strategies of hitting, but I do know that something's not going right. And the last time they changed the hitting coach, the same things that are happening are still happening. The lack of offensive production and the lack of home runs. They're not doing either one. The top prospect in your organization has now played 12 games. He's hitting .213. His slash line is .229, .255, .484, 0 home runs, 2 RBIs, 10 strikeouts. And a lot of people have said, you don't want to have, you know, this guy get flooded with information that maybe he's, you know, not getting in the right sort of way. And Bobby Witt Jr. is struggling. The runs are struggling. This is one of those things where when things are this bad, somebody tends to, you know, get the axe.
Right.
And it's not going to be the manager. I mean, for God's sakes, he was up for manager of the year last year.
Well, and that's an interesting one because there's a lot of people wanting Q fired, right?
Correct.
And sometimes you take a step back. Like, look at Andy Reid's second year here in Kansas City. They didn't win 10 games. They weren't a playoff team. They went from 11-5 to 9-7, missed the playoffs, and then took off from there. Sometimes you take that step back before you move forward.
And I think the other thing about this is sometimes I do believe this, that when shakeups happen, things change. I don't know who would become the new hitting coach, but when they fired Terry Bradshaw and promoted Zumwalt up to the spot, the reason, again, that I told you is that the two big points were lack of offensive production and lack of home runs. There's still a lack of offensive production, and there's still a lack of home runs. Dead last in the league in home runs, bottom three in runs produced, and probably lead the league in runners stranded in scoring position. I would almost guarantee, I don't know if that stat is accurate, but I bet if they're not one, they're two. And the thing that's crazy about it is that, you know, the reason I think that you say the Boos are good is because this team is the one that said they're a playoff
team. That's right. They
said now they're not a playoff team. And sometimes fans let you know it. And I also think that when people boo it, it's because they care.
Mm-hmm.
Because
oh, yeah.
It'd be a lot more deafening to me if it was just silence and everybody left and it was like, oh, you expected this. You're booing because you didn't expect this.
Right.
And I think that pressing is happening from all of the top of everybody's position. I think there's, you know, pulling Cameron, you're second guessing it. Let the kid pitch. You're not putting in Zerpo. You're putting in this guy. You're going with matchups. This guy faces righty's good. This guy faces lefty. Go with what's getting you success. And they're not doing that. Like, Urseg was not there. It was, you know, Schreiber or whoever. It was Schreiber. And then he gives up the two-run homer. And then it's, you know, Zerpa's been your best pitcher in June. Then that doesn't work out. And we'll talk to Vern today at 8 o'clock. And, you know, there are things that need to be fixed with this team if they're going to get back into that picture, which I believe they're 2.5-3 games out of the last wild card spot. But now you essentially have to jump teams and hope they lose and hope you used to keep winning, because when they won those, what, 18 out of 20 games, the one thing you had to say to yourself is, okay, now you can't lose 11 out of 12.
Yeah.
And they're doing that.
They lost 22 out of 32.
Yeah. So, and that's just not good. And there's either a message that needs to be changed, a shakeup that needs to be changed. I think it could happen today. I don't know that to be a fact, but I again, the text line says we're, you know, a losing road trip away from Rob calling this team washed.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good text by the text line. I stumbled upon this comment from the Nationals manager yesterday, and I thought it really applies to us and what we're going through here. And it's about the hitting coaches and the regular coaches and all the coaches on the team.
It's never on coaching. Never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes, you know, they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. You know, so you know, these guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. You know, these coaches, you know, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, you know, sometimes, you know, and the players know. Sometimes, you know, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
All good stuff, and he'll probably be fired over those comments because the players are going to look at him and go, hang on a second. You just threw all of us under the bus while defending your coaches. I get that. That's what coaches do. They will defend each other. He says never on coaches. I disagree with some of that, obviously.
I disagree with a lot of it.
Always about the players. Yes, the players do have to play. I understand that. But your job as the coach is to put the players in the best possible positions to be successful. Mm. And if you're giving him all this information, as he talked about, and it's not necessary, and it's just clouding their minds and clouding their judgment and confusing them, stop giving them that information. Stop giving them that stuff. And for the Royals right now, I don't know if Alex Zumwalt's a good hitting. What the hell do I know about it? They were good last year. They're not good this year. Is it the hitting coach? Is it the players? I mean, yeah, it's like, did he used to be a player, a pitcher? Mm. Sometimes it's good to have that kind of perspective. I think sometimes it's good to have like your defensive coordinator tell your offense what they're doing wrong, you know,
inside the building. Bill Belichick told Brady a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm sure he tried to. I'm not necessarily off on that one a little bit, but what I am off about is, are you giving the players what they want? Because again, I think we get too in the weeds with a lot of the information, and they say there, we give them all the information. Stop giving people information. Just tell them to go play baseball, and that's where you have to go. So from the Royals' perspective, you got a hitting coach right now where everybody's failing at the same thing, and that's hitting with people on base. So when you have everybody failing at the same thing, to me, that is a systemic thing. You got to figure out why that's happening. And if it's because it's the hitting coach, then he needs to move on the dusty trail. No pun intended.
Hey. Text line from that audio, the Nationals manager. Fire whoever that is.
Yeah, well, I think that guy is getting fired.
Next one says Nats manager.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sounds like someone about to be getting canned.
Yeah. It ain't about the coaches. It's these players. They all suck.
And then
you're gone.
And then Rob's up on the text line. That's the definition of wash.
I tell you what, Carrington, this Nationals team is washed.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.